Tammy, along with millions of others, are hoping to catch a glimpse of the inauguration parade tomorrow. It'll include marching bands, military drill teams, and dance troops from across the nation. One group strutting their stuff is San Antonio's Urban 15, but its members almost had to skip the event. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
Kat Cisneros is Urban 15's artistic director, and in the days leading up to the inauguration, she's been busy.
Next.
Cisneros is making adjustments to her dancers' costumes. Using plastic pull ties, she attaches a giant cloth silver star to a PVC pipe frame that's on a dancer's back. Cisneros hopes that from a distance, anyone watching the Barack Obama inaugural parade will only see the star and the dancer. To test it, Urban 15 does a full dress rehearsal.
It's beautiful. I'm so pleased. The stars look gorgeous. They look gorgeous.
Urban 15 will be shining, shimmering, and shaking. And there'll be a stark contrast to the spit and polish precision of the military drill teams that will also march in the parade. Urban 15's director, George Cisneros, Kat's husband, explains the group's dance steps have a special significance for the new president.
The choreography involves wishing harm away from the leadership, also bringing good luck and joy to the leader.
Urban 15 has performed since the 1970s, experimenting with rhythm and media, mixing modern dance, lasers, found sounds, and traditional South Texas Latino culture. Their energetic performances have earned them invites to two previous presidential inaugurations, a Clinton Gore and a Bush Cheney. But this year, things are different.
The Obama Samba we're going to do.
Deirdre LaCour is one of the dancers, and she is fired up because she will perform for millions of people and take part in history.
I have to pinch myself. It's happening. You're part of it. And I voted for him.
Yeah, well, a lot of people did. Not
it's not just me.
1,400 organizations applied to take part in the inaugural parade, and only about 100 were selected. Urban 15 was one of them because they're so exciting to watch. So they'll dance the 1.5 miles down Pennsylvania Avenue, but San Antonio Mayor Phil Hardberger says there was a problem.
When you're invited, the invitation is real, but no money comes with the invitation.
Hardberger held a news conference to urge residents to get behind Urban 15. Supporters did raise most of the money needed for the trip. The small donations came through the internet and added up, which is similar to how Barack Obama funded his trip to the inauguration and the White House. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.